Any return following my breath is a mouthful of departure. Floating. It could be any time. This wildness that swallows the self in the fog of panic. Only blood pressure speaks to me deep in a memory, and fear blocks both DNA and reverie like a curtain. In my illness, a nurse came at night and held my hand, and while I cried, she prayed for me, and everything was white. Her sweater, my blankets, the bright light coming in from the hall. Like you, I find threads of my narrative pulled loose, a hand from every direction, when there was only vomiting and Valium and fever dreams. I know you have fallen out of your body and fallen back, but the truth of the spirit is not this thing that left a scar on my neck. I'm not sure if that even matters. In the hospital, what is a daughter? At my window, rain and concrete. In this room, still, the ghost of my father. Before you know it, it's over. I don't recognize the woman who would cradle the snake, but I am here, and I am her, and I am enraged, and I can finally get warm again. And Dana, I hope you are warm too. Follow the voices, always back to land. Hold on to that guilt of taking a living thing bloody into your hands, that guilt that allows you to be a living thing, to still be living. Letting go is how we are blessed, the rope tied to the dock, the lake bright and cold, my blood still inside of me. Dana Scully, please wake up, so I can ask you how to find normal after this bizarre displacement. These hands all around me demanding praise for how I managed to save me from myself. My medical records as worthless as a promise.